Let's pray and we'll get started. Dear Lord, the Holy Spirit knows what to be said. In Jesus' name, amen. I learned right away that being a parent, you have to feed your child almost immediately, and you can't quit until they're at least 24. You have to feed all three parts, the soul, the spirit, and the body. I am proud of my two children, and there is no sin in that. They are not perfect. I'm not perfect either, nor do I do everything perfect being a parent. I know that any day the devil can trip one of us up, and God is on our side, and there is hope. Kristen is still at college, getting her master's at Pensacola Christian College. Nathan is married, has one daughter, and heavily involved in his church in Ohio. I asked Jennifer and Chloe to help me with this, to demonstrate the home on the piano. And I guess they're both up there right now. And if you would, please turn to Judges 2 and Daniel 1, and we'll get started. Judges 2, Daniel 1. Is Chloe up there?
Yes.
I'm going to ask Chloe to play Amazing Grace. I'm not sure she can, but we're going to see if she can. Chloe? Okay, I didn't think she'd be able to, but I want Jennifer to play it now, okay? Now I'm going to ask Jennifer to help Chloe. She's going to show Chloe which piano keys to push, okay? Are you ready? Thank you. She did really well, and that was her mom helping her. They were played in the right order, and it makes it enjoyable to listen to. The same goes for your home. What does your home sound like? Jennifer, play it again, the first line, and play it with the same note. Something's wrong. All the notes were the same. That could be a home with just discipline out of balance. Some would call it legalistic. One more time, play it similar. Something is still wrong. All fun and games. Where's the parent? Okay. We're going to play it one more time. I want her to play it right and play it with both hands. Thank you. It takes a lot of effort to be a parent. It takes perfect balance, love, discipline, fun, with God in the center of it all. Would you like to take your seat and let her go to her class? Thank you. When your children leave the house, will they be prepared to face the world without mom and dad? They will be able to. If you did your job, they will have the Lord to help them. Your children will see you as you are, not what you tell them to be. They will be a reflection of you. You are to be a reflection of God. Do they see God as he really is or something you wish he was? Judges 2:10 through 15. And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord, and yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, and the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord God to anger. And they forsook the Lord, and served Baal and Ashtaroth. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of the spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about. So they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Whithersoever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for the evil, as the Lord had said, as the Lord had sworn unto them, that they were greatly distressed. Daniel 1, please. We're going to read the whole chapter. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, unto his hand with part of the vessels of the house of the God, and he carried them into the land of Shinar, the house of his God, and brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children with whom was no blemish, but well-favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, that should had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning of the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and the wine which he drank, and the nourishing them 3 years, and at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among them were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear the Lord King, whom hath appointed your meat and your drink, for why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which were of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give me pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let the countenance be looked upon thee, and the countenance of the children that eat upon the portion of the king's meat, that they should see us deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter, and proved them to 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh, and all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Then Melzar took away the portion of the meat and the wine that we should drink, and gave them pulse. And these 4 children, God gave them knowledge and skill in learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days, the king had said he should bring them in, and the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all of the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the year of the king Cyrus. There were only 4 children out of the best of all Israel that knew how to operate in the world when they were no longer at home. How would your children rate? Having all the knowledge in the world does not make you a good parent. Going to class does not work either. You have to participate. You have to actively engage in their lives. You have to be what you want them to be. You need proper structure in the home, including balance. Anything forced down will come back up. First of all, you have to start with God in your own personal life. I am not talking about devotion, although that's good. Do you know who He is? How much does He hate disobedience? Does He punish disobedience? Does He forgive if we repent? Does He require order, respect of person and property? Does He make threats and not follow up on them? Does He reward for good? Does He love? Next, you and your spouse, are you fulfilling that role as God commanded? Do you know what that role is? God has it laid out in His book. The third item is obedience. Proverbs 23:22-26. Anybody want? Proverbs 23:22-26. Hearken unto the father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. And the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. And the father and his mother shall be glad, and she that bare him shall rejoice. My son, give me thine heart, and let mine eyes observe my ways. Proverbs 29:15. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. If you have an obedient child, your life will be more pleasant and your home. Children must have rules, and the parent must see that they are carried out. Children should respect you and others. They should be courteous, speak when spoken to, wait their turn in all things. They also deserve the reverse in return. Children should respect personal property and public property. They need to be taught to be careful of what they use or play with. It need not be broke. If it is not a toy, it shouldn't be played with. What is the design of the item? Toys, playthings, rocks? I don't think so. Pews to be sat on, couches and chairs, jumping pads? I don't think so. They need to respect the attention of others to others. They need not be disruptive. Disobedience requires punishment. Without punishment that makes the child decide it is better to obey than to disobey, there is no reason to change behavior. Making threats without follow-up on them is the worst thing you can do. If they don't do what you tell them to do at home, don't think they will do it outside the home. Amen. Modesty and proper apparel. What you put on your children when they are little will be the same type of clothing they will wear when they are older. You can't tell them they can't wear that if you let them wear it a year ago. Going to church is special, so should their clothes be special too. We are meeting with a holy and perfect God who wants to see us. Age. The earlier they know wrong is punishable, the earlier they will behave. And if you wait too long, it is real hard to correct the problem. Everyone is different, but I believe the parent can tell when they need something or when they want it. Not letting them get something is hard sometimes, even when it is just you. You will spoil him or her. Spoiling a child starts to become selfish pride. I want, and what I want, I get, no matter what the cost. I was good at discipline, rewarding punishment for disobedience. I was not good at rewarding pleasant things for obedience. It needs to be done just the same. You are teaching your children to be a parent yourself, just by being one. Both parents need to be in agreement with raising of the child. If not, the child will play one against the other and cause you to fight, and he will get what he wants. I also think it is best to punish your child as soon as the deed is committed. Mom can take care of it most of the time when the dad is not present. Dad should when he is around, but mom shouldn't make dad the bad guy. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Galatians 6:7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Fourth, God says if you don't work, you don't eat. Your children need to be taught that too. If they are old enough to get toys out by themselves, they are old enough to put them away by themselves. Amen. Dress themselves, they can also pick up the dirty ones. They need duties around the house so they can eat, such as keep their rooms picked up, trash taken out, and help in cleaning the kitchen. Yes, both boys and girls. Chores can be for making money, over and above regular duties, helping with special projects around the house, such as raking leaves, cleaning out the garage, washing windows, etc. You also need to teach them how to cook, use a hammer, a wrench, how to fix a doorknob, change a flat tire, mend clothes, mow the yard, do the laundry. Television that is not monitored is the best way to destroy a child. Dad becomes an idiot. Backtalk is acceptable and funny. Children are smarter than their parents. Wrong has become right, and right wrong. Proverbs 3:11 through 15. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as the father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than of gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire is not compared unto her. Boys need to be taught to become men, be courteous to girls, respect, be a provider and a protector. Girls need to be taught to become ladies, know how to be modest, sit in a dress, take care of family. Boys and girls ought not hit one another. It is not fair to either one. Parents can play with their children. In fact, they should. The parents should never be their peers. You should always carry the respect of a parent at all times. Are you raising a Daniel? Israel could raise children without blemish, well-favored, skillful in all wisdom, cunning in knowledge, and understanding science. But they failed to teach them the knowledge of the Lord and the works of the Lord. And they ended up in captivity. Your children will end up in captivity. Your children will end up in captivity of the world if you go down the same road as Israel. You need to find out if what you think God is who he really is, so you can represent him to your children. Everything you are to your children will be a reflection of who they think God is. Do they have the right picture? Don't think you can trick them in seeing a picture that is not real. They see you as you are. Parenting is hard work, but its rewards are great. Love your children, and they will love you back.